Since the start of the pandemic, almost 60,000 lives have been lost in South Africa. Now, expectations from the country's leading scientific minds indicate that the virus will take a more deadly turn in the coming weeks. Currently, Gauteng has the highest infection rate. Acting Minister of Health Mamoloko Kubane-Gobane says the surge has reached alarming levels. However, their strategy is to increase vaccinations for the population.
We know that the current case is largely driven by the surge in Gauteng. Yesterday, the province recorded 9,501 new cases, accounting for 59% of the new cases. Part of the surge response accelerating the vaccine rollout. I'm encouraged that we have passed the 2 million mark for the national rollout campaign, and that we have now vaccinated a total of almost around 2.5 million. Evidence has emerged that the vaccination reduces transmission. On the 1st of July 2021, we will open registrations for all citizens between the ages of 50 years and above.
Scientists say the third wave infection rate has surpassed both the first and second waves. Deputy Director General at the Department of Health, Dr. Anban Pele, says Gauteng accounts for more than two-thirds of the positive cases. The province is far reaching its bed capacity, with one in every four people testing positive daily. Dr. Pele says South Africans need to assist government by staying indoors as far as possible and become more strict with sanitizing and the wearing of masks.
Largely in the inland provinces, spreading across the country, but now moving into the Western Cape. In the Gauteng province, I think it's very clear that many of the districts are very much in the red, so almost the entire province is at high levels of infection and transmission. The picture not very good in that across all of the nine provinces, we can expect increases, quite large increases in some provinces like the Western Cape are predicted, Northwest as well. And this forecast obviously then places pressure on the hospital beds across the country. Gauteng, it's very much in the red zone, and we can see that nationally the numbers have increased on a week-on-week basis.
The National Department of Health has assured South Africans that the country now has enough vaccines to increase daily inoculation figures, currently standing at 85,000. The country has so far vaccinated almost 2.5 million people. With the procurement of additional vaccines this week, the target will soon increase to 250,000 per day. The department's Deputy Director General, Dr. Nicholas Crisp, says plans are underway to roll out vaccines to those over 50, the police and workplaces, amongst other groups.
The average vaccination has got up to about 85,000 per day by the beginning of this week. That will now increase because we now have a lot of vaccine that's arrived in the last couple of days, and we no longer have a resource-constrained environment. Where we are moving to in the next couple of weeks is towards a number of mass vaccinations sites in the metropolitan areas. The target population, this age category of 50 to 59, is 4.8 million people. The second big group is to reach essential workers, is the police, correctional services, defense, and justice. The third strategy is to address workplaces so that we can keep the economy rolling.
New research from the New England Journal of Medicine has shown a significant reduction in COVID-19 transmissions from people that have been vaccinated. The findings of this research was discussed by Chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID-19, Professor Barry Shubb.
What they found in this study is that the likelihood of transmission from a vaccinated person that had been infected to the contact inside the house was reduced by about 40 to 50%. Because really, if we look at what vaccine or vaccination hopes to achieve, personal protection, clearly, we also want to look at the ongoing transmission. In other words, people that are vaccinated who may get infected, do they transmit the virus? Clearly, there is some transmission. But I think what this study does is amplifies a lot of other previous studies, which have shown that people that are vaccinated, even they do get infected, the amount of virus that they excrete is quite dramatically reduced.
Registration on government's electronic vaccination data system has been most successful in rural parts of the country and not metropolitan areas. The oldest person that has so far been vaccinated in South Africa is 119 years old. As new infections and the daily death toll continues to advance, government is warning that movement and irresponsible socializing will hamper their efforts to save lives. Prabhashini Mudli, SABC News, Johannesburg.